Hey there, philosophy enthusiasts. Imagine a world where nothing from the outside can shake your peace of mind. A world where you're unbothered by the chaos around you. Sounds impossible, right? But what if I told you there's an ancient philosophy that's all about this superpower? Welcome to the world of Stoicism. In today's video, we're diving deep into the practical wisdom of Stoicism, a philosophy that's been around for thousands of years and is still incredibly relevant today. We'll explore how Stoic principles can help you navigate life's ups and downs with a cool, calm, and collected mindset. Have you ever felt overwhelmed by things you can't control, or found yourself stressing over someone else's opinion of you? What if you could learn to let go of these worries and focus only on what truly matters? How can a philosophy from ancient Greece and Rome help us deal with modern-day stress and anxiety? And most importantly, can caring less actually make you happier? Stick around, because we're about to answer these questions and more. Lesson 1. Reflective Journaling – Your Stoic Roadmap to Self-Discovery. Ever feel like you're caught in a whirlwind of thoughts, emotions, and external pressures? Like you're just reacting to whatever life throws at you, instead of being in the driver's seat? Well, I've got a secret weapon to share with you. Something that's been around for centuries, but is more relevant than ever. Reflective Journaling. And no, it's not just for angsty teenagers or aspiring writers. This is a tool used by some of the greatest minds in history, from Roman emperors to modern-day thinkers, to gain clarity, wisdom, and inner peace. What's the big deal about reflective journaling? Imagine having a personal compass that always points you in the right direction, a wise friend who always knows the right questions to ask, and a trusted confidant who never judges you. That's what reflective journaling can be for you. It's like shining a spotlight on the inner workings of your mind, revealing your thoughts, feelings, and motivations with startling clarity. How does it work? At its core, reflective journaling is simple. You write down your thoughts and experiences on a regular basis. But it's not just mindless rambling. It's about asking yourself the right questions and digging deeper into your inner world. What am I grateful for today? What challenges did I face and how did I respond? What are my values and am I living in alignment with them? The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were all about living a virtuous and fulfilling life, were big fans of journaling. Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, famously kept a journal called Meditations, where he reflected on his life, his decisions, and his commitment to living in accordance with reason and virtue. His writings offer a window into the mind of a great leader who struggled with the same challenges we all face: fear, doubt, anger, and the desire for external validation. Why should I care? So, why should you bother with reflective journaling? Well, for starters, it can help you gain self-awareness. By examining your thoughts and feelings, you'll start to see patterns and understand what makes you tick. It's like having a backstage pass to the theater of your mind. Process emotions. Instead of bottling up your emotions, journaling allows you to express them in a safe space. This can be incredibly cathartic and help you move through difficult experiences. Make better decisions. When you take the time to reflect on your values and priorities, you're more likely to make choices that are in alignment with your true self. Reduce stress and anxiety. Journaling can be a form of mindfulness, helping you stay present and focused on the here and now. Boost creativity. By giving your mind the space to wander and explore, you might be surprised at the insights and ideas that emerge. Cultivate gratitude. When you focus on the good in your life, you'll naturally feel happier and more content. But isn't journaling time-consuming and boring? I get it. In our fast-paced, hyper-connected world, finding time for reflection can seem like a luxury. And let's face it, the thought of pouring your heart out onto a blank page can be intimidating. But here's the thing. Journaling doesn't have to be a chore. It can be as simple as jotting down a few thoughts before bed, or taking a few minutes each morning to set your intentions for the day. And it doesn't have to be serious or profound. You can write about anything that's on your mind, from your dreams and aspirations to your frustrations and fears. Here's how to get started. 1. Choose a journal. It can be a fancy notebook, a simple spiral-bound one, or even a digital document. The important thing is to find something that you enjoy writing in. 2. Set aside time. Even 10-15 minutes a day can make a difference. Treat it like a sacred ritual, a time to connect with yourself. 3. Start writing. Don't overthink it. Just let your thoughts flow onto the page. 4. Ask yourself questions. What am I grateful for? What challenges did I face today? What did I learn? What are my goals? 5. Be honest. This journal is for your eyes only. Don't censor yourself or try to sound smart. 6. Experiment. Try different journaling styles, like free writing, bullet journaling, or gratitude journaling. Find what works for you. Real-life examples. Let's bring this down to earth with some real-life examples. Imagine you're a student struggling with exam anxiety. Journaling can help you identify the root of your fear and develop coping mechanisms. Or maybe you're a parent feeling overwhelmed by the demands of work and family. Journaling can provide a safe space to vent your frustrations and reconnect with your priorities. Even if you're just feeling a bit lost or directionless, journaling can help you clarify your values and goals. The Stoics believed that the unexamined life is not worth living, and while that might sound a bit dramatic, there's a lot of truth to it. When we take the time to reflect on our lives, we gain a deeper understanding of ourselves and our place in the world. We become more conscious of our choices, more resilient in the face of adversity, and more grateful for the present moment. So, what are you waiting for? Grab a pen and paper, or open up a new document and start your journaling journey today. You might be surprised at what you discover. Remember, journaling is a personal journey. There's no right or wrong way to do it. Be patient. It takes time to develop a journaling habit and see the benefits. Have fun. Journaling should be an enjoyable experience, not a chore. Here are some additional tips. Find a quiet space where you won't be interrupted. Set the mood, light a candle, play some calming music, or do whatever helps you relax. Don't edit. Just let your thoughts flow freely. Reread your entries. You might be surprised at what you learn about yourself. Share your insights. If you feel comfortable, share your reflections with a trusted friend or therapist. Quotes from the wise. The unexamined life is not worth living. Socrates. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. Aristotle. The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts. Marcus Aurelius. Knowing yourself is the beginning of all wisdom. Aristotle. The pen is mightier than the sword. Edward Bulwer Lytton. Reflective journaling is a powerful tool for personal growth and self-discovery. By taking the time to examine your thoughts and experiences, you can gain valuable insights into your own mind and heart. So grab a pen and start writing your own story. You might be surprised at what you find. Lesson 2. Contemplating the impermanence of things. A Stoic's guide to embracing change and finding peace in the present moment. Ever catch yourself daydreaming about the future or reminiscing about the past? Maybe you're fixated on that dream vacation, the perfect job, or the day you'll finally have it all figured out. Or perhaps you're dwelling on past regrets, missed opportunities, or the good old days that seem so far away. We all do it. It's human nature to get caught up in the endless cycle of wanting and wishing. But what if I told you there's a way to break free from this cycle, to find peace and contentment in the present moment, even amidst the chaos and uncertainty of life? The Stoic secret, memento mori, remember you will die. Sounds a bit morbid, doesn't it? But don't worry, this isn't a doom and gloom session. It's actually a powerful tool for living a more fulfilling and meaningful life. The Stoics, those wise philosophers who knew a thing or two about navigating life's challenges, were big proponents of contemplating our mortality. They believed that by acknowledging our own impermanence, we could gain a deeper appreciation for the present moment and a clearer perspective on what truly matters. Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, famously wrote in his Meditations, "You could leave life right now. Let that determine what you do and say and think." This wasn't a morbid obsession with death, but a reminder to live each day as if it were our last, to focus on what truly matters, and to not waste our precious time on trivial pursuits or petty concerns. Why should I care about impermanence? Okay, so why should we bother contemplating our own mortality? Well, for starters, it can help us appreciate the present moment. When we realize that our time is limited, we're less likely to take it for granted. We start to notice the beauty in everyday moments, the joy in simple pleasures, and the preciousness of our relationships. Let go of attachments. When we understand that everything is temporary, we're less likely to cling to material possessions, external validation, or fleeting pleasures. We learn to find our happiness and security within ourselves, not in external things that can be taken away. Focus on what truly matters. When we're faced with our own mortality, we start to question our priorities. What do I want to accomplish in this life? What kind of legacy do I want to leave behind? What kind of person do I want to be? Overcome fear. When we accept the inevitability of death, we can start to overcome our fear of it. This can free us from the anxiety and worry that often hold us back from living fully. Live with more intention. When we know that our time is limited, we're more likely to make conscious choices about how we spend it. We're less likely to waste our time on activities that don't bring us joy or fulfillment. But isn't this a bit depressing? I know what you're thinking. Isn't focusing on death a bit of a downer? Well, it doesn't have to be. In fact, contemplating impermanence can actually be incredibly liberating. It can help us break free from the illusion of control, the belief that we can somehow orchestrate every aspect of our lives. It can also help us cultivate a sense of gratitude for the present moment, for the simple joys and blessings that we often overlook. Real-life examples. Let's bring this down to earth with some real-life examples. Imagine you're a young professional caught up in the rat race, constantly striving for the next promotion, the bigger house, the fancier car. Contemplating impermanence can help you re-evaluate your priorities and focus on what truly brings you joy and fulfillment. Maybe it's spending more time with loved ones, pursuing a passion project, or simply enjoying the present moment without constantly chasing after the next big thing. Or perhaps you're struggling with a chronic illness or facing the loss of a loved one. Contemplating impermanence can help you come to terms with the reality of your situation and find meaning and purpose in the face of adversity. It can also help you appreciate the preciousness of life and the importance of cherishing each moment. Even if you're just feeling a bit stuck or unfulfilled, contemplating impermanence can be a catalyst for change. It can help you break free from old patterns and habits and embrace new possibilities. It can also help you cultivate a sense of inner peace and acceptance, knowing that change is inevitable and that everything is ultimately fleeting. How to contemplate impermanence? 1. Meditation. Set aside some time each day to meditate on the impermanence of life. You can focus on your breath, repeat a mantra, or simply observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment. 2. Nature. Spend time in nature, observing the cycles of life and death. Notice the changing seasons, the blooming and wilting of flowers, the birth and death of animals. 3. Reflection. Take some time each day to reflect on the impermanence of your own life. What are you grateful for? What do you want to accomplish before it's too late? What kind of legacy do you want to leave behind? 4. Journaling. Write about your reflections on impermanence. This can be a powerful way to process your thoughts and feelings and gain deeper insights. 5. Art and literature. Explore art and literature that deals with themes of impermanence. This can help you connect with this concept on a deeper emotional level. The Stoic perspective. The Stoics believed that by contemplating impermanence, we could live more fully in the present moment and find peace and tranquility amidst the chaos of life. They taught that by accepting the inevitability of change and loss, we could free ourselves from the fear and anxiety that often hold us back. And by focusing on what we can control, our own thoughts, actions, and attitudes, we could live a life of virtue and fulfillment, regardless of external circumstances. Quotes from the wise. Let each thing you would do, say, or intend be like that of a dying person. Marcus Aurelius. The whole future lies in uncertainty. Live immediately. Seneca. He who fears death will never do anything worth of a man who is alive. Seneca. It is not death that a man should fear, but he should fear never beginning to live. Marcus Aurelius. The art of living well and the art of dying well are one. Epicurus. Remember, impermanence is not a negative concept. It's a fact of life that can actually be empowering and liberating. Contemplating impermanence is a practice. It takes time and effort to integrate this concept into your daily life. Be kind to yourself. It's okay to feel a range of emotions when contemplating your own mortality. Additional tips. Create a memento mori. This could be a physical object, like a skull or an hourglass, or a digital reminder, like a quote or a photo. Practice mindfulness. Pay attention to the present moment, without judgment. Notice the sights, sounds, smells, and sensations around you. Connect with loved ones. Cherish the time you have with the people you care about. Live with purpose. What do you want to accomplish in this life? What kind of impact do you want to make? Contemplating the impermanence of things is not about dwelling on death, but about embracing life. It's about appreciating the present moment, letting go of attachments, and focusing on what truly matters. By incorporating this Stoic practice into your daily life, you can cultivate a sense of inner peace, resilience, and gratitude that will enrich your life in countless ways. Remember, as the Stoics taught us, the whole future lies in uncertainty. Live immediately. So, what are you waiting for? Start your journey towards embracing impermanence today. Lesson 3. The concept of control in Stoicism. Your key to inner freedom and peace in a chaotic world. Ever feel like you're a puppet on a string, jerked around by the whims of fate, other people's opinions, or just the relentless chaos of the world? You're not alone. We all crave control, the feeling that we're the masters of our own destiny. But what if I told you that the secret to finding true control lies not in trying to bend the world to your will, but in understanding and accepting what you can and cannot control? The Stoic dichotomy of control. What's the deal? The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were all about living a virtuous and fulfilling life, had a simple yet profound concept called the dichotomy of control. It's like a cosmic sorting hat that divides everything in the universe into two categories: things you can control and things you can't. What you can control: your thoughts, your emotions, your actions, your choices, your attitudes, your beliefs, your values, your judgments, your responses. What you can't control: other people's opinions, other people's actions, the weather, traffic, the economy, natural disasters, your past, your future, to some extent, your health, to some extent, your reputation, to some extent. Why should you care? So why is this distinction so important? Well, for starters, it can help you reduce stress and anxiety. When you focus on what you can control, you're less likely to get worked up about things that are outside your sphere of influence. This can lead to a more peaceful and serene state of mind. Make better decisions. When you understand the limits of your control, you can make more informed choices that are aligned with your values and goals. Become more resilient. By accepting the things you can't control, you'll be better equipped to handle life's inevitable setbacks and challenges. Cultivate inner peace. When you realize that your happiness and well-being depend on your own choices and attitudes, not on external circumstances, you'll find a deeper sense of inner peace. Live a more virtuous life. By focusing on your own character and actions, you'll naturally become a better person. But isn't this just giving up? I know what you're thinking. Doesn't this sound like resignation, like throwing your hands up in the air and saying, "Oh well, there's nothing I can do about it"? But that's not what the Stoics were advocating. They weren't passive or apathetic. In fact, they were some of the most active and engaged people in history. The Stoics understood that while we can't control everything that happens to us, we can always choose how we respond. We can choose to react with anger, frustration, or despair. Or we can choose to respond with acceptance, resilience, and even humor. It's all about shifting our focus from the external to the internal, from what we can't control to what we can. Real life examples. Let's bring this down to earth with some real life examples. Imagine you're stuck in traffic. You can't control the traffic jam, but you can control how you react to it. You can choose to fume and stress out, or you can choose to accept the situation, put on some music, and maybe even use the time to catch up on a podcast or make a phone call. Or maybe you're dealing with a difficult coworker. You can't control their behavior, but you can control your own. You can choose to engage in conflict, or you can choose to set boundaries, communicate assertively, and focus on your own work. Even in the face of major life challenges, like illness or loss, the Stoic concept of control can be incredibly empowering. You can't control the fact that you're sick, but you can control how you manage your illness, how you cope with the challenges, and how you choose to live each day. How to apply the dichotomy of control. 1. Identify what you can and can't control. Make a list of the things that are within your control and the things that are not. This can be a helpful exercise in clarifying your priorities and focusing your energy. 2. Focus on what you can control. Once you've identified what you can control, direct your attention and effort towards those things. This might mean setting goals, developing new skills, or simply working on your attitude and mindset. 3. Accept what you can't control. This doesn't mean giving up or being passive. It means acknowledging the reality of the situation and choosing to respond in a way that is aligned with your values. 4. Practice mindfulness. Pay attention to your thoughts and emotions. When you notice yourself getting caught up in things you can't control, gently bring your focus back to the present moment and what you can do. 5. Seek out wisdom. Read the works of Stoic philosophers like Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, and Epictetus. Their writings offer timeless wisdom on how to live a more fulfilling and meaningful life. The Stoic perspective. The Stoics believed that by understanding and accepting the dichotomy of control, we could achieve a state of inner peace and tranquility, even in the face of adversity. They taught that by focusing on our own character and actions, we could become more resilient, adaptable, and ultimately happier. Quotes from the wise. The chief task in life is simply this: to identify and separate matters so that I can say clearly to myself which are externals not under my control and which have to do with the choices I actually control. Epictetus. You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength. Marcus Aurelius. The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way. Marcus Aurelius. Luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity. Seneca. He who is brave is free. Seneca. Remember, the dichotomy of control is not a one-time exercise. It's a lifelong practice that requires constant vigilance and self-awareness. Be patient with yourself. It takes time to master this concept and apply it to your daily life. Don't be afraid to ask for help. If you're struggling, seek out the guidance of a therapist, counselor, or trusted friend. Additional tips. Practice gratitude. When you focus on the things you're grateful for, it's easier to let go of the things you can't control. Cultivate a sense of humor. Laughter can be a powerful antidote to stress and anxiety. Surround yourself with positive people. The people you spend time with can have a big impact on your mindset and well-being. Take care of yourself. Make sure you're getting enough sleep, eating healthy foods, and exercising regularly. The Stoic concept of control is a powerful tool for navigating life's challenges and finding inner peace. By understanding what you can and cannot control, you can focus your energy on the things that truly matter and let go of the things that don't. This can lead to a more fulfilling, meaningful, and ultimately happier life. Lesson 4. The Pursuit of Virtue. Your Stoic Compass for a Meaningful Life. Ever feel like you're chasing after the wrong things in life? Like you're constantly bombarded with messages about what you should want? The perfect body, the dream job, the latest gadgets. But deep down, you know there's something more important, something that truly nourishes your soul. Well, you're not alone. The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were all about living a good life, had a radical idea. The pursuit of virtue is the key to true happiness and fulfillment. What's the big deal about virtue? In our modern world, the word virtue might conjure up images of stuffy moralists or religious zealots. But for the Stoics, virtue wasn't about following a rigid set of rules or adhering to a particular dogma. It was about living in accordance with reason and nature, cultivating the best aspects of our human character and striving to be the best versions of ourselves. The Stoics identified four cardinal virtues. 1. Wisdom, the ability to see the world clearly, to understand the nature of things, and to make sound judgments. 2. Courage, the strength to face adversity, to overcome fear, and to do what is right, even when it's difficult. 3. Justice, the commitment to fairness, equity, and treating others with respect and dignity. 4. Temperance, the practice of moderation and self-control, avoiding excess and finding balance in all things. These virtues weren't just abstract ideals, they were practical guides for living a good life. For the Stoics, virtue wasn't just about being a good person in a moral sense. It was about living a life of purpose, meaning, and fulfillment. Why should I care about virtue? So, why should you bother with this whole virtue thing? After all, we live in a world that often seems to reward greed, selfishness, and dishonesty. Well, the Stoics would argue that pursuing virtue isn't just about being a good person, it's about being a happy and fulfilled person. When we live in accordance with virtue, we align ourselves with our true nature as rational and social beings. We cultivate inner peace, resilience, and a sense of purpose that can't be shaken by external circumstances. We also build stronger relationships, contribute to our communities, and leave a positive legacy behind. But isn't this just too idealistic? I get it. In our fast-paced, competitive world, it can be tempting to think that virtue is a luxury we can't afford. But the Stoics would argue that virtue isn't a weakness, it's a source of strength. When we live in accordance with our values, we're less likely to be swayed by external pressures or temptations. We're more likely to make decisions that are in our long-term best interests, even when they're difficult in the short term. And while the pursuit of virtue might seem idealistic, it's actually incredibly practical. It's about making small choices every day that align with our values. It's about being honest, even when it's inconvenient. It's about standing up for what's right, even when it's unpopular. It's about treating others with kindness and respect, even when they don't deserve it. Real-life examples. Let's bring this down to earth with some real-life examples. Imagine you're a business leader faced with a difficult decision. You could choose the path that maximizes profits in the short term, but it would involve cutting corners and compromising your values. Or you could choose the path that's more ethical and sustainable, even if it means sacrificing some short-term gains. The Stoics would argue that the virtuous path is the one that will ultimately lead to greater success and fulfillment, both for you and your company. Or perhaps you're struggling with a personal challenge, like addiction or anger management. The Stoics would say that the path to overcoming these challenges lies in cultivating the virtues of temperance and self-control. By practicing moderation and learning to manage your emotions, you can break free from destructive patterns and create a more positive and fulfilling life. Even in our everyday interactions with others, the pursuit of virtue can make a real difference. When we choose to be kind, patient, and understanding, we create a ripple effect of positivity that can spread far and wide. We also strengthen our relationships, build trust, and create a more harmonious and supportive community. How to pursue virtue. 1. Self-reflection. Take some time to reflect on your values. What's important to you? What kind of person do you want to be? 2. Role models. Look for examples of people who embody the virtues you admire. Study their lives and learn from their example. 3. Practice. Virtue isn't something you achieve overnight. It's a lifelong journey of learning and growth. Start by making small changes in your daily life. Choose to be honest, kind, patient, and courageous, even in small ways. 4. Accountability. Find a mentor, a friend, or a therapist who can help you stay on track and hold you accountable for your actions. 5. Forgive yourself. We all make mistakes. The important thing is to learn from them and keep moving forward. The Stoic perspective. The Stoics believed that the pursuit of virtue was the most important thing in life. They saw it as the key to happiness, fulfillment, and inner peace. They also believed that virtue was its own reward, that living a virtuous life was inherently good and fulfilling, regardless of external circumstances. Quotes from the wise. Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one. Marcus Aurelius. If it is not right, do not do it. If it is not true, do not say it. Marcus Aurelius. The best revenge is to be unlike him who performed the injury. Marcus Aurelius. No person has the power to have everything they want, but it is in their power not to want what they don't have, and to cheerfully put to good use what they do have. Seneca. Remember, virtue is a journey, not a destination. It's a lifelong process of learning, growth, and self-improvement. Be patient with yourself. Don't get discouraged if you stumble along the way. We all make mistakes. Celebrate your successes. Take the time to acknowledge and appreciate the progress you've made. Additional tips. Read Stoic philosophy. The writings of Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, and Epictetus are full of wisdom and practical advice on how to live a virtuous life. Join a Stoic community. There are many online and offline communities where you can connect with other people who are interested in Stoicism. Practice mindfulness. Pay attention to your thoughts, emotions, and actions. This will help you become more aware of the choices you're making and whether they're aligned with your values. The pursuit of virtue is a powerful path to a more meaningful and fulfilling life. By cultivating wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance, we can overcome challenges, build stronger relationships, and make a positive impact on the world. So, let's embrace the Stoic wisdom and start our journey towards a more virtuous life today. Lesson 5. Practical applications of Stoic practices, your toolkit for thriving in the real world. So, you've dipped your toes into the world of Stoicism, learned about virtue, the dichotomy of control, and the importance of embracing impermanence. But now you might be wondering, how do I actually apply this stuff to my everyday life? Well, you've come to the right place. This lesson is all about taking those Stoic principles and turning them into practical tools for navigating the real world. Stoicism isn't just for philosophers. You might be thinking, isn't Stoicism just for ancient philosophers and intellectuals? Nope, not at all. In fact, Stoicism was designed to be a practical philosophy for everyday life. The Stoics weren't just armchair thinkers. They were emperors, soldiers, politicians, and everyday folks just like you and me. They faced the same challenges we do: stress, anxiety, heartbreak, loss, injustice. And they developed Stoicism as a way to cope with those challenges and live a more fulfilling life. Stoicism in action, real-world scenarios. Let's dive into some real-world scenarios where Stoic practices can come in handy. The dreaded performance review. Your heart is pounding, your palms are sweaty, and your mind is racing. You're about to have your annual performance review with your boss. Instead of catastrophizing and imagining the worst-case scenario, take a deep breath and remind yourself of the Stoic dichotomy of control. You can't control what your boss thinks of you, but you can control your own preparation, your attitude, and your responses. Focus on presenting your accomplishments clearly and confidently, and be open to feedback, both positive and negative. Remember, your self-worth isn't determined by your boss's opinion. The relationship roller coaster. Relationships can be a source of immense joy, but also heartache and frustration. Whether you're dealing with a disagreement with your partner, a conflict with a friend, or the end of a relationship, Stoicism can offer guidance. Instead of getting swept away by your emotions, take a step back and examine your thoughts and reactions. Are you catastrophizing? Are you blaming yourself or others? Are you clinging to unrealistic expectations? By applying Stoic principles like the dichotomy of control and the pursuit of virtue, you can navigate relationship challenges with more clarity, compassion, and resilience. The health crisis. You've just received a diagnosis that's turned your world upside down. It's natural to feel scared, angry, and overwhelmed. But Stoicism can help you find strength and resilience in the face of adversity. Remember, you can't control the fact that you're sick, but you can control how you respond to it. You can choose to focus on the things you can control, like your attitude, your treatment plan, and your self-care. You can also find solace in the Stoic concept of amor fati, the love of fate. This doesn't mean being passive or resigned, but rather accepting what you can't change and finding meaning and purpose in the face of adversity. The financial setback. You've lost your job, your investments have tanked, or you're facing a mountain of debt. It's easy to feel like a failure and get caught up in a spiral of negativity. But Stoicism can help you reframe your perspective and find a way forward. Instead of dwelling on what you've lost, focus on what you still have: your health, your loved ones, your skills, your resilience. Remember, setbacks are a part of life, and they can even be opportunities for growth and learning. By applying Stoic principles like the dichotomy of control and the pursuit of virtue, you can navigate financial challenges with more clarity, resourcefulness, and determination. Stoic practices for everyday life. Here are some specific Stoic practices you can incorporate into your daily routine. 1. Morning meditation. Start your day with a few minutes of quiet reflection. Set your intentions for the day, focusing on what you can control: your actions, your attitudes, and your choices. 2. Negative visualization. Imagine the worst-case scenario for a particular situation. This might sound counterintuitive, but it can actually help you prepare for challenges and appreciate what you have. As Seneca said, "He robs present ills of their power who has perceived their coming beforehand." 3. The view from above. Imagine yourself soaring high above the earth, looking down on your life and the world around you. This can help you gain perspective and realize that your problems, while real, are just a small part of a much larger picture. 4. Self-compassion. We all make mistakes and face challenges. Instead of beating yourself up, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend. 5. Gratitude. Practice. Take some time each day to reflect on the things you're grateful for. This could be as simple as jotting down 3 things you're thankful for in a journal or sharing your gratitude with a loved one. 6. Memento mori. Remember that your time is limited. This doesn't have to be morbid. It can actually be a powerful motivator to live each day to the fullest. Stoicism in the modern world. Stoicism might be an ancient philosophy, but it's more relevant than ever in our modern world. With its emphasis on inner peace, resilience, and virtue, Stoicism offers a powerful antidote to the stress, anxiety, and materialism that often plague our society. By incorporating Stoic practices into our daily lives, we can learn to navigate the challenges of the modern world with more grace, wisdom, and equanimity. We can find meaning and purpose in our lives, even when faced with adversity. And we can cultivate a sense of inner peace that can't be shaken by external circumstances. Remember, Stoicism is not a quick fix or a magic bullet. It's a lifelong journey of learning and growth. Be patient with yourself and don't get discouraged if you stumble along the way. The most important thing is to keep practicing and integrating Stoic principles into your daily life. Quotes from the wise. The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts. Marcus Aurelius. Very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself, in your way of thinking. Marcus Aurelius. If you are distressed by anything external, the pain is not due to the thing itself, but to your estimate of it, and this you have the power to revoke at any moment. Marcus Aurelius. We suffer more often in imagination than in reality. Seneca. So, what are you waiting for? Start applying Stoic practices to your life today and see the transformative power of this ancient wisdom. Thanks for joining me on this journey through Stoicism. I hope you found some valuable insights and practical tips to incorporate into your daily life. Remember, the key to Stoicism is practice and reflection. Start small, and gradually you'll see a profound change in how you handle life's challenges. Don't forget to subscribe and hit the notification bell so you never miss out on our latest videos. If you found this video helpful, give it a thumbs up and share it with your friends. Let's spread the wisdom of Stoicism together. Until next time, stay calm, stay curious, and keep exploring.